How's everybody doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
Good. Good to see everybody. We got a great day for it. Any questions?
When you get these young guys out here for the first time, what are just some of the initial things you're looking for the guys you haven't seen before on the field?
Well, I think, you know, again, you're always evaluating. You know, we have meetings. We kind of chalk it, walk it, and then practice it. But, you know, just even for them to get used to the coaches, get used to the techniques, you know, listening to new schemes for the first time, albeit we're pretty simple, you know, as far as install in all three phases. Even how to line up in the stretch line, how to warm up, how to stretch. You know, so it's the first time in our organization that they've got a chance to operate, and so it's always fun to watch, and I think it's important that you learn how to do all that.
What gains do you think you've done in the offensive line by bringing in a young guy and with Slauson?
You know, I think, you know, anytime you say goodbye to any player that functions with you for a whole year, you know, regardless of what name you put on them, you know, you appreciate their effort, you appreciate the teammate, and you know, the player they were. But you're always trying to get better. You know, any decision we make is trying to improve. And then, you know, I've probably been more into, you know, kind of understate and overproduce. We'll see what kind of improvements we make.
John, have you changed the intensity at all with the injury you had with Kevin last year, some of the injuries that have happened? Have you changed
things? Yeah, I think, you know, with Kevin, I mean, his, quote, injury was, you know, more of training, you know, more of a track style of injury, not football injury. So, obviously, it was, you know, set him back and, you know, set his rookie season back. But, you know, those things aren't preventable, you know, as far as what you're doing and practicing and those types of things. You know, but we're always conscious of keeping guys out there, keeping guys healthy so they can practice and play.
John, you had a lot of undrafted free agents play last year. Adrian Amos, a guy who was a pretty low pick, played every game. Do you have a message you can tell these guys in terms of the opportunity that they're coming in here to face, or even some of the undrafted guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got 33 just tryout guys right under contract that were out there today. So, you know, I've seen these guys come from all different places, whether it's high picks, low picks, you know, not good. So it's they understand they get an opportunity. They had one of those chairs in the rooms last night, and, you know, they're being evaluated. So they've got, albeit a short time, to catch the coach's eyes, they have that opportunity.
What did you think about what Adam Gase decided to do in Miami with his rookies not even taking the field? Do you think that's something that might catch on in the league?
You know, again, I can't speak to, you know, what Adam did or anybody else did. You know, I know what we do and what we believe in, and I think you know, we'll pretty much stick to it.
John, are there any common characteristics you see among this group that you put together, things that you guys targeted, and among either whether it's personality-wise or work ethic or anything like that?
Yeah, I think the kind of guys, you know, you bring in, you know, I think our scouts understood it. I think they understood it a year ago. You know, I was pretty pleased with all our draft picks. And, you know, we're still early in the evaluation process with this draft class. But, yeah, I think there's a theme to it that I think is important, you know, on any professional football team.
John, before we hear from Dal here, how specifically do you feel like he influenced Jay last year?
Yeah, I thought he did a tremendous job. You know, I think, as I mentioned before, when we made you know, that change with Adam leaving, you know, elevating Dal, you know, I think he kind of most offenses come through the quarterback. So I think, you know, that relationship is important. I saw tremendous growth in Jay, you know, just on a year ago. I can't speak to all the other years, but just last year, you know, I saw great growth with him. And, you know, that was with a pretty depleted receiving core that you know, he did that with. So hopefully we live up to that a little bit, you know, as far as the supporting cast, which I think is important for any quarterback. And I think Dal's done in the league. He's a sharp coach. He's got good rapport, you know, with the quarterback room as well as the rest of the offensive players.
Is the inexperience of some of these young guys kind of an advantage because you can mold them in the way you want them to play and how you want them to fit into the system you're trying to put together?
Well, I think just on my experience, you know, you build through the draft. I think raising your own is kind of pretty critical. You know, I think it's important to stack some drafts, you know, up against each other. You know, and then you get to the point where, you know, you graduate some guys, where you lose some free agents. You know, you actually, you know, get additional picks based on how they go on and do other things, and then that next class moves in. So, you know, that's what we're trying to build to. It takes time, and, you know, I think we've got a pretty good start.
John, all kidding aside, have you ever had a guy that didn't make the team because he couldn't go through stretching, couldn't figure out how to practice? how to go through drills?
Typically, when they don't make the team, there's a lot of things they don't figure out.
Marquise Jackson, that's Malik's twin brother?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Can he play like his brother?
Well, that's why he's here. We get a chance, we'll see.
Do you know him through his brother? Is that how you
Yeah, I think we had him in Denver at one time, and he was in a suit sitting in our lunchroom, and everybody was looking at him like, Malik, what are you doing in a suit? You know, because we were in season at that point. So I've met him before, and big reason why we brought him in.